Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Brett Clay is here. Actually, it's now Dr. Brett Clay. Brand spanking new, ink is not dry on his PhD diploma. He's the founder and the CEO of Change Leadership Group. He is the author of Selling Change, 101 Secrets to Growing Sales and Leading Change, and he's here to talk to us about doing a better job of not only being coached, but coaching others. Dr. Brett Clay, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to be here, Jim.
Congratulations on your new designation.
Thank you very much. I think the ink is finally dry. We can say that.
It is. It's been good. That's great. So how long did it take you?
That was about 3 years.
I
blasted through working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it seemed like.
Yeah. So I have had other friends who've had PhDs, and they've told me that when they finally got it, it was anticlimactic. It was like they'd worked so hard for it. When they got it, it was like, is this it?
I am absolutely still in shock. I mean, it's one of those things where you just work so hard. It's across the finish line, and then the finish line is behind you, and you say, Okay, now what to do with the rest of my life?
now that I've chased the car and caught it, now what do I do with it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what I did, though, is I went straight into working on executive coaching. And getting the certification for the coaching. So that's really applying it. That was what I was doing, was to help companies develop their leaders and develop their teams to be more effective.
Because your PhD was in human development. What does that mean, human development?
It's an interdisciplinary study, psychology, social psychology, management stuff in a business school would be considered in the management department.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also some sociology, anthropology. It's basically how do humans and how does humanity develop? How do we go from how we're born to something more sophisticated and more mature, I guess.
Right. Well, and if you don't mind following that a little bit, this is an area that I'm working on right now. For millennia, we've been analog beings dealing and adapting to an analog world. But currently, we're analog beings having to adapt to a digital world. And isn't that creating new tensions and new issues?
Absolutely. I mean, I always go back to Alvin Toffler from the 70s, if you remember him, Future Shock.
Right.
Where he predicted, as we moved into the information age, was another one of his books, that the changes would happen so fast it would exceed humans' capacity to keep up.
Exactly. And give us leverage that we might not know what to do with prudently. That's my concern right now.
We need to consider our actions. You know, I'm an electrical engineer by training and have always worked in the high-tech industry, and I always thought philosophy is something you did if you wanted to be hungry, wanted to be trying to work for a minimum wage.
Right.
But I've realized that other systems, like the European education system, they educate their people from primary school in philosophy, and it's not just something that you do if you're luxurious or retired or academic. Mm-hmm. We now everybody needs to think about their ethics and their morality and the consequences of our actions. And the more we do that, the better our society will be.
Well, that's what my next book is all about.
Oh, very good.
And but the thing is, if I could boil it down to one thing, that one of the things that I'm trying to get at with the book is it would be this thing to say to yourself: just because I can, doesn't mean that I should.
That is the definition, actually, of one theory of morality developed by Immanuel Kant. He calls that dignity, and he says that a moral agent is someone who has the ability to take action and to harm others, mm-hmm. and chooses, has that choice, and then chooses not to.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is the definition of the Kantian view, is to not take that harmful action.
Well, exactly. And see, we're at that point right now where with flash traders, and see that what I call the implication zone. There was a time when if you did something that was you took some bad action, or you did something that was contrary to the rest of the world around you, and you caused problems, the implication zone, like a blast zone, would only affect the people around you. And then as we get more and more technology, that implication zone gets bigger and bigger. Now, as we saw with what happened in 2008, it was global. So what's next? That's my question. What do you think?
Well, I think that, again, from a human development perspective, it's a lot easier to think about the implications of your actions when your basic needs are met. So mm-hmm. from a small business perspective, when you're busy trying to pay the rent, keep everyone paid, be net positive for the month, oftentimes we get so caught up in the daily reality of our life that we don't step back to think about the larger picture and where our actions are taking us. So it's important to make time in one's day or one's week or one's month for reflection. Otherwise, it's very difficult to actually think about your actions.
But more and more of us, as we go through, and we're just entering the threshold of the digital age in terms of ethics. More and more of us are going to have access to a button or something that we can do that can have much wider implication zone than we ever had before, and it's going to, and whether we do it or not, it's going to come down to what you said a while ago. And that's our ethics, our morality. Just because I can doesn't mean that I should.
I'm going to let you give us that when we come back.
Give us the website, please.
ChangeLeadershipGroup.com.
All right, so check it out. Dr. Brett Clay and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasting Games.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.